You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I want to tell you quickly before we talk about vacation. You'll enjoy this since you and I have ongoing, like a back and forth battle with appliances. Remember, I told you that my garage refrigerator went out 2 years after I had it, and I went back to the big box store where I bought it, and they go, "You're screwed." So I had to call a repair guy out, and he came out Friday, and he took a look at it. He goes, "What'd you pay for this refrigerator?" And I told him. He goes, "It's going to cost more than that to repair it.
Get rid of it. Dump it." Yeah, I figured it was, you know, it's just a little cheapy garage fridge, so it's like,
well,
what was it, a condenser or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are expensive.
Well, cheapo. Well, I mean, it was an $800.
Have you seen fridges now? They're like $6,000.
Well, I know, but it doesn't have any bells and whistles. It's purely a refrigerator and a freezer. There's no ice maker. There's no door dispenser. Just
but like at that $800 price point, after you get the service call out there and they do the labor to it and they get the parts, you're above $800.
This guy made me feel a whole lot better. He goes, "This is really rare. These things usually last about 20 years. You got one that you just happen to get a lemon." So now here's a question. Do I go back to the same store or do I go to a different store? The original store ain't helping me out at all.
Like
the original store
it's...
said, "Yeah, we'll sell you another one, and then we'll charge you $40 to haul away the old one."
Yeah.
I go, "Wait a minute. It's broken after 2 years, and you're still going to charge me to haul it away?"
Yeah, that's not cool.
Enough about that. Tell me about your trip to Disney.
I guess I should fire this music up. Heard that over and over and over.
Speaking of money.
I will say, they did drag me onto the worst ride at Disneyland like two or three times.
What?
Can you hear the music?
You went on the ride?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a couple
Why?
Times. Because the air conditioning in it is fantastic. It's so good.
You got air conditioning in the Pirates of the Caribbean, my
friend.
That
was close for refurbishment. The one ride that I was so excited to go on because it was my favorite one growing up, the Pirates.
Pirates were closed?
Shut down, and get this, the day that we left was the grand reopening for Pirates of the Caribbean. So I missed out on that one.
That ain't right.
Yeah, that ain't right.
You know, when you're buying your tickets, they should tell you, listen. No Pirates of the Caribbean and no Space Mountain.
Yeah, no Space Mountain was up and running. But, yeah, we packed up. Let's see, we ended the show last Friday, and we were on the road Saturday, and we were gone the full 9.5 days. And, so we hit the road. We stopped in Mesquite, which is where Nick Nack's dad lives, and stayed there for a night and then zipped into Anaheim. In total, 2,100 miles. 30 hours of drive time and 5 days at Disney. Luckily, the fifth day was like a relax by the pool day. My post this morning on my Facebook page. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. Disney day one, magical. Disney day two, not as magical. Disney day three, the magic is gone. And then Disney day four, remember when Simba's dad fell to his death in The Lion King? It's kind of like that. 4 days was probably a little too much. Now, there's two parks out there, so we spent 2 days at Disney and 2 days at California Adventure. That one's a one-day park. But I will say, you know, we talked about this a few months ago because we're trying to decide if we're going to take the kids to Disneyland this year. It was a whole lot better than what I expected. We actually had a really good time, and the kids loved every second of it. It was quite magical for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, super expensive, Dom. It's just, it's so crazy what they charge for everything. A balloon was $30 for a balloon, you know.
What kind of balloon?
It's like a balloon within a balloon, so it was like double balloon, then it had Mickey on it or whatever. $30 for a balloon.
$30.
The first night we got there, we rolled in and we had this little character dinner reserved where you go to dinner and it's like a buffet style and all the characters are dancing around and they're like a bunch of idiots and stuff. And we got the bill And it was $250 for our first dinner there. And I was like, well, this is how this is going to go, isn't it?
What did you eat?
And it was like chicken fingers and mac and cheese and mashed potatoes and sliced fruit. You know, it was not like a $250 meal. But, you know, again, the kids like
so $60 a person, essentially.
Yeah.
To have your chicken fingers and mac and cheese with the Disney princesses.
It was pretty crazy.
Did you feel goofy after that?
I felt something. You know the worst part about California and Disneyland? Paper straws. They are full all in on the paper straw. And when you buy a drink or something in the park or at these restaurants that you're walking around with for at least 20 minutes or whatever, those straws turn to complete and total mush. That was one of the worst things about our trip was the darn paper straws.
You know, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk to that guy. But if you think about taking that long of a trip on the road that long and everything, if the worst thing that happened to you was that your straws got mushy, then you had a pretty blessed trip.
It was a very blessed trip. It has to be the matching t-shirt capital of the world. A lot of custom made, you know, t-shirts, mom, Disney, dad, Disney, grandpa, Disney. The one I loved the most was the guy had the custom t-shirt made in the Disney font that said most expensive trip ever. Or there's another one that said most expensive day ever. Those were pretty good. But overall, I think the most we paid for gas was on the border of Cali from Nevada going into California. It was like $6.80 a gallon. So that was the most on gas.
Did you keep track of how much you spent on gas during the trip?
We started. We did a little bit, but we haven't tallied it all up. We kind of just lost track of doing that. And Nicole was like, I'll just look at it, you know, when I get the credit card statement and add it all up. Because we did do a couple additional stops just to top off because traffic was bad through the desert. And we wanted to just make sure we had a full tank.
But don't you said 2,100 miles?
Yeah.
What do you think you're getting on that vehicle? Because you didn't take America's pickup.
No, we took the family SUV, which was getting 19 miles per gallon.
Oh, wow. Living it up.
Woo, I know.
Times $6 a gallon.
Yeah, you could probably average
$5.50 $600 in gas.
Yeah, that's probably about right. But which it was cheaper than flying. And, you know, we had the stopover, and we got to see your dad and do some swimming.
Sure.
But, you know, we had a good time. I mean, it was fine. It was a lot of fun. I'm good now for 5 to 10 years. I can say now that I've taken the kids to Disney, I can wash my hands of it and move on. And it was, I mean, overall, it's an expensive-ass trip, okay? It's really expensive. And it's funny because towards the end of one day, they've got ducks everywhere there at Disneyland. So the kids held on to like little bits of their pretzel that they had for a snack. They had little hit packs and they kept it in there. And they sat and fed the ducks and they were just fascinated by feeding the ducks for like 20, 30 minutes, having the time of their life. Mm-hmm. And Nicole looked at me and she's like, we spent how much on the trip and they're feeding the blankety blank ducks? And this is like the most fun that they're having? She's like, we could have gone to the freaking park.